Jacksonville, Florida. It's time for another Hour of Power with Apostle Kimberly Daniels. Get ready for a 60-minute experience that will change your life forever.
Well, Jacksonville, Florida, we're back in the studio again here at Praise 107.9, the ultimate gospel experience. And I'm Apostle Kimberly Daniels. Welcome to another Hour of Power with Apostle Kimberly Daniels. And I am so excited. We have some special guests. We have a special guest who brought special friends. You know, the Bible said that the devil is defeated by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Y'all know me. I'm the one that I will tell it. If you don't tell it, the devil will tell it for you. And when he tell it, he going to have all kind of mess mixed up in it. So you might as well tell your testimony. So we're not just telling testimonies, but we are testaments. My life is a book, okay? My life is a living epistle. Your life is a living epistle. I want you to stand by today because we're going to even allow some of you to call in. We're especially reaching out and praying for our young people. We're coming against that violence that has been taken over the streets. And, you know, I feel like we're going to take some things back. You know, the Lord spoke to me when I was praying the other morning. He said, stop taking the hand that the devil deals to you. We don't have to take that hand. We can give it back. We can send it back. And I just want to talk to you a few minutes about the word of the Lord and just share a quick nugget. And then we're going to get into some community stuff. You know, one time I was one of those pastors. Now, you know, I had a center for girls on drugs and I was on the street and everything. But I didn't understand about getting involved with government or voting and the stuff that's really important in the age that we're living in. But I just want to share this word. And then I want to introduce you to some of the most powerful people that I've ever met. That's right here in my city. Not just running their mouth, not just complaining, but doing something about it. You know, if you're on Facebook right now, I want to welcome my Facebook family. God bless you. Go ahead and share, first of all. And if you're not following me, can you please follow me? Now, I know there's about 100,000 people out there listening right now. I'm just imagining it could be about that many. But, you know, we can go ahead and just blow Facebook up. If you just go to State Representative Kimberly Daniels and follow me, and whatever you do, like me. I see a lot of people follow me, but they don't like me. You gonna follow me? You don't like me? So is that? Can I just count them as the enemies? No, I'm just kidding. Just please remember, if you're following me, like me. Praise God. I feel like I got a lot of friends out there because we got about 43,000 people or something like that, and I know so many more people are coming through. So if you could take the time to go to State Representative Kimberly Daniels, let me say this to you. This is not a government page. This is my page. That's the name of my page. So you can go to State Representative Kimberly Daniels. You can follow me. You can like me on Facebook. And we're here on Facebook Live right now. I want to welcome my radio listening audience. I appreciate you. I meet you in the grocery stores, at the gas stations, in the community, at the parks. And everybody's saying they're listening to me over there. This old hard, rough voice. I can be in Wendy's at ordering food. And I can say, can you get me a double? And so they'd be like, is that you, Apostle Kim? So I have to live right. Because folk hear me everywhere I go. And they know this old voice, all right? So let's get down to where the rubber hits the road. Matthew, the 11th chapter, the 12th verse. It says, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. Go ahead and put that on the screen, Facebook family. And the violent take it by force. Who are the violent? It says that there's something going on whereby the kingdom of heaven are the people that's connected to it. They're suffering what's called violence. In other words, something is coming up against them. And after suffering that violence, the violent take by force. So in other words, I believe that I am one of the violent. And I want to ask you this question. Are you one of the violent? And let me ask you another question. How did you become violent? I know how I became violent. First of all, this passage of scripture literally talks about forcing a violent man into a place where he has no choice but to seize, catch up, snatch away, and take back. The Bible says that when you recognize a thief, Proverbs 6:31 says, when you recognize a thief, you can make him give it back. I believe that the dope house made me violent. I believe that the hardcore streets made me violent. French Town and Ashley and Broad and the places, the Blodgett homes and uptown. See, I know when folks say downtown, that's one thing. But when somebody say I'm from uptown, I know you violent, okay? I know you are the violent if you from uptown, because guess what? Everything we got, everything we had to fight for. Nothing came to us easy. That's how people become violent, because they've been through so much. And I'm telling you right now, I don't even like hanging out with people that ain't been through nothing. Because if you ain't been through nothing, you're not going to understand my plight. You're not going to understand my passion. You're not going to understand why I am the way I am. I am the way I am, and you can't figure me out because I am violent. Yes, I may be an apostle with 22 books and travel in countries all over the world. And yes, I was a commissioner. And yes, I am a member of the House of Representatives. But something made me violent. I just didn't get this way because I wanted to be. Pressure was put upon me. And therefore, I maintain a stance that that I'm not moving from, because I came a long way to sit here on this microphone today. I've been through a lot, and I'm in here today with some folk that have been through a lot. You know, it's amazing that wherever I go to, in whatever part of town, something draws me to the inner city. I wanna go to where the least of them are. You know, I have been in the most fabulous mansions. I have been to the biggest parties, meetings, sat before kings and queens. And that's good. And guess what? I do pretty good there. But you know where I do best? When I go into the neighborhoods of the violent. When I'm hanging out with the violent. We don't even have to say, I'm violent, you violent. We know we violent. Because we've been through something. And what we've been through, I believe that in the spirit, there is a seal on our heads. And when the devil see us, he said, that's one of them. What does he mean by that? That's one of the people who we had down, and we thought we were going to take them out for the last count. You know, when you're down in wrestling, they be 1, 2, 3. I think it's 10. You know, I don't remember. Y'all know I came up in the wrestling age when we put people in the figure four and the figure four, the sleeper hold. Listen, Hiro Matsudo, you know, headlock. I'm telling you, we grew up in that age. I had to wrestle or run. Because I would refuse to let them put me to sleep. But I when I remember when the World Wrestling Federation or whatever that was that came on, we were in the wrestling is on. Everybody went in the house to watch wrestling. And I remember when folk were down on the platform that they were wrestling on, they would go 1, 2. They had so many counts. I don't remember how many. Is it 3? I was going to say 10. Okay. That's boxing. Okay. But in wrestling, it's 3. Well, if it's wrestling, it's 3, then I got up at 2 3/4. Listen, I'm telling you, the devil say, oh, leave her. I was left for dead. The enemy always say, oh, and she'll never come back. Listen, when I have to keep it real, real. I was, you know, when I was out there on dope, you know, I didn't spend a lot of time in the city. So I was in French Town where people didn't know me. And I can remember, the one thing I remember more than anything, I remember the guys coming up to me and they were talking about me in my face. They were like, look at that girl. She used to be fine, you know, and look at how she look now. And I don't see how I look because my head is underwater. I got a tube over my head. I can't see. I got a mind-blinding spirit around me, and I'm thinking everything. I know it ain't okay, but I don't see how bad it really is. And then make the matters worse. I go home and after these guys and say, yeah, she used to be fine. She used to be pretty. Cause my clothes ain't matching. Y'all know black people messed up when they clothes. Cause we do match. Okay, that's our culture. We match the shoes. My children be like, Mom, you can't have on no Nike shoes and no Adidas shirt. You know, we want everything, the colors to match. We want the brand to match. So guess what? I was down to the 2 3/4, three fourths. My clothes wasn't matching no more. I was clean, but I wasn't matching. You know, I pulled my hair back in a ponytail and walking around waving cars down on the corner. Straight A student, world class sprinter, scholarship at Florida State University. Name the accolades, but it don't matter how much you've done in that. When the devil grip you and put you down for the count, you have to know Jesus to get up. And so God used some natural things. I'm gonna be honest, I didn't get saved right away, but He used the military to get me out there. But I remember going and looking in the mirror. After them guys said, oh, look at her. She used to be fine. And I remember a voice saying to me, don't pay him any attention. You still fine. You know, that's how the devil is. He creates a delusion to make you think everything is all right when it's not. Everybody around you know that you're a mess. Everybody around you know that you're going through. But you know what? The kingdom of God suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. Only the violent can take it by force. What is that? My definition of violence is behavior involving force intended to damage, to hurt, and to kill. Y'all remember yesterday when we talked about the enemy comes in and how the thief comes in to steal and to kill and to destroy? That was last week. We talked about that, actually. You know what? We're talking about something that's brutal, that's rough, that's ferocious, that's cruel, heartless, pitiless, literally inhumane. Those folk who have been through the worst, they make the best foot soldiers. I am telling you that the enemy is terrorized of folk that come up from the count when they were at 2 3/4, when they were almost out, when everybody, your family had counted you out. Everybody, they probably getting insurance on you right now. You know, but something supernatural took place in your life to say it wasn't your time and this is not your route and this is not the way that God has for you. That's what we're talking about today. And you know what? When I think about violence, I think about vehemently, words like potency, fury. There is something going on because we are suffering from so much crime and young people are killing each other every day. People, listen, in some cities, they down for the count at 2 and like a tick right before 3. Everybody's giving up. We're hopeless. We don't know what to do. But folk, there is hope, okay? Proverbs 6:30-31, it says this. Men, do not despise the thief if he steals to satisfy his soul when he is hungry. But if he be found, he shall restore sevenfold. He shall give all the substance of his house. In other words, what the devil meant for evil, God is turning it around. And it's payback time, folks. I want to say this right here. The enemy has been recognized. You have to be able to recognize. The Bible says if he be found, if you recognize a thief, where is the enemy stealing? He comes to steal, kill, and destroy at an early age. And he's coming through our youth. You know, I'm going to keep it like it's real because you know what? As the church and as a pastor, I have a right to say that we've taken discipline out of our homes. We've taken prayer out of our schools. We've taken what was working out. And now we're receiving the reciprocal results. Listen, when you don't let these children pray, they're going to do something else. There has to be an avenue, a way for these young people to feel like they have hope. Why wouldn't you want to give a child hope? And the discipline, let me say it like this. I just saw a video of some correction officers beating a young man senselessly. See, I know that this go on in our prisons. And I know that we have some problems and concerns in the Florida prison. I know for a fact. I get letters every day, but I'm just looking for somebody to touch and agree with me, somebody to get on the front lines and say, we will not take the hand that the enemy has dealt out to us. Because I'm telling you, when you're beating guys in prison and you beat them 10 years and you let them out, what you think they're going to do? That's not, they're going to go back, you know. And then when you bring them out, you label them felons. You don't give them a job. You put all these fees on them. They can't take care of their families. You know, they're on probation, and the probation officer don't care nothing about them. As a matter of fact, the halfway houses are making money off of them. And the goal is really not to get them to reenter back into the society so we can have a effective community, but to go back into prison so I can make some more money. Let's just keep it real, y'all. I'm telling you, like at IS is, I will stand by what I'm saying. Come on, come see me. Amen. Come see me in my state office. Come see me at the church. Come see me where you want to see me. But I got to say the truth, because I got to stand before a holy God for what's going on. I saw some correctional officers beating an inmate down. I saw what I've been told has been happening all the time. I'm not going to let go. Somebody has to be a voice. Somebody has to stand in the gap. And you know what? I want to shout out to Mary Lenny Curry, too. Oh, she's a Curry supporter. Let me get a pen and paper and please copy this. I support who I want to support. Who are you to tell me, you know, you don't support me. Whatever side you on, guess what? I'm going to be on the other side. How about that? She supports Lenny Curry. Listen, all that junk got to stop. I support people who are helping our community. And this is America, and this is the time that we need to be able to speak freely, mm-hmm. to say truth, and let those lies fall to the ground. Let me say one thing I can say about what the mayor's doing. This is not, I ain't trying to get no brownie points, but 'cause God take care of me real good. I don't need nothing from the mayor or nobody else. But when I see ex-felons walking around in the community with City of Jacksonville badges, calling themselves violence interrupters, my soul rejoices. I don't care who is doing it, as long as they're doing it and getting it done. It's not about a Democrat. It's not about a Republican. It's not about black. It's not about white. You know, it's not about none of this, because all of these people who picketing and saying all this stuff do nothing for my people in my neighborhood. Guess what? We're not going to take the hand that's been dealt to us, and the kingdom of God suffered violence. The violent take it by force, and it's payback time. No longer will we be plundered. No longer will we be looted, ravaged, pillaged. The enemy has been trespassing and illegally seizing our stuff without a warrant. The devil don't even have a... Jesus paid the price. The blood of Jesus gives the devil no right, and the only right he has is the right that we give him. So listen, y'all hear the word. Y'all hear my heart. Somebody said in some article, they always writing some nasty and dirty stuff all the time. She said what she want to say. Really? For real? Where are we living? Do you want us to be in communist China? Can we say what we want to say? Can we be real? Can people speak their heart in love? Speak truth in love. You know, you may not like what I'm saying. You may not agree with me. But I'm going to say this to you. The truth is the only thing that's going to make folk free. Now, we got some guests here, and I was going through the neighborhood, and I met this young man. And there was a whole bunch of young men that were with him. But he said something that made me want to connect with him. Because everybody was, you know, hey, how you doing? That's good. We walk in the neighborhood. We coming against gun violence. We're interacting with these young people who, if we don't interact, somebody's going to pull them into a gang. They're going to be pulled into prisons. They're going to jump in cars and rob. They're going to do whatever. But this young man, he told me he was y'all ready for this? A violent interrupter. What you say? A violent interrupter. When I heard that, listen, put that on there. We need more. Listen, he's a violence interrupter. We need more violent interrupters. I'm going to put it scripture. He's a violence interrupter. V-I-O-L-E-N-C-E, a violence interrupter. We need more violent interrupters in the church. That means we're standing in the gap. We're interrupting some things. We're stopping some stuff from happening. And even when it do happen, we're troubleshooters, okay? You know, we need more troubleshooters. We need folk that can go and deal with the backlash and the revenge and the retaliation. You know, even after stuff is shot up, that ain't the end of it. Somebody got to go in there and stop it from getting worse. And I want to introduce this young man to you. And he's going to, because, you know, you done blow my mind. First of all, I have Mr. Ronald Bryce from Positive Vibes Only. He got that big old PVO. Y'all ain't no sense in you trying to figure it out. See right there? Positive Vibes Only, doing something in the community that I want to go with him. He said, you can't go, Rep. He go on the front lines. Your lives are in at stake. But the Bible says that we love not our lives unto death. I met a young man like this, Mr. Rock. Let me shake your hand. I'm just, now this is the anointing. A young man who said, tell me about this violence interrupter.
Well, I've been doing it on this violent interrupter for a minute. For a couple of years now, you know what I mean? I'm real passionate about what I got going on in the city of Jacksonville, where I came from, a dark place in my life as a young man at the age of 9 years old when I first had my first gun put in my hand, you know what I mean? And I've been in the streets all my life from the age of 9 and got my had my first stabbing charge at the age of 10, you know what I mean? So, I mean, my life in these streets was about the streets, really, you know what I mean? I came from bad backgrounds with a lot of gun violence around me, and, you know what I mean, not saying that's the life that I wanted to live, you know what I mean? That's the life that was bred into me because that was what my surrounding was consistent
of. That's the hand that was dealt to you.
That was the hand that was dealt to me, you know what I mean? So I had to take the good with the bad, and I felt like, you know what I mean, that was the good because that's all I knew at the time of my life because I didn't know who God was, you know what I mean? All I knew is if it was me, you know what I mean, out here in this community, I had to survive the way I had to survive, and the only way I knew how to survive is the people around me, you know what I mean, that influenced me, you know what I mean, let me know if I don't protect myself at all times, it could be me next, you know what I mean? So I feel deep up in the streets, robbing and doing all type of stuff, that dealing with a gun that, you know what I mean, led me to almost losing my life four times in between the ages of 12 and 15 out here in the streets or whatnot, you know what I mean? But I thank God, you know what I mean, from breathing new life into my body and opening up my mind, my heart, and my soul to come back into our community to save the lives of our community and these kids. And I'm real passionate about seeing these kids succeed in life right now. And right now at this moment, God then blessed me with like probably 30-some kids that have been out here doing the same thing that I have been doing, from robbing and shooting and dealing in drive-by shootings at an early age or whatnot. And God led me to these kids. There's some great kids that a lot of the community turned their back up on. But I felt like these kids wouldn't never be nothing, you know what I mean? But
They were almost down for the count.
They was almost down for the count, like you said.
Wait, tell me. I got a word from the Lord, right?
I got. You're
go
right.
Go ahead and say amen.
Amen. That. You gotta know that. Amen. That God is good all the time, man. And these kids are so special, man. I feel like all these kids are part of the PVO organization. You know what I mean? I feel like they my kids, man. And if anything happened to these kids, I feel the weight of the pressure on me that's on them. Know what I mean? And they keep me uplifted. They keep me positive because when I'm down, they come together and they bring me up. Know what I mean? And a lot of these kids that they thought weren't going to make it, a lot of these kids are part of PVO graduating. Know what I mean?
Now, when you say they're graduating, I just want to ask you a few questions because, you know, right now, we got their attention.
Right.
Everybody's listening. People all over the city are listening to you. People on Facebook watching you. Right. And I got a few questions I want to ask you. When you say they're graduating, they're graduating from where?
They're graduating from the streets, and they also graduating from school.
Amen. And we have a principal, and if you could just introduce yourself and, you know, how you're interacting with this powerful group. Give us your name, Madam Principal.
I'm Glenda Henderson, principal founder of
Closer.
Principal and founder of Fields of Art Christian Academy. And I met my brother, my dear brother here, and he shared some things with me. And there are some things that I've been trying to do in the background, but I needed some more support. So we decided to join with PVO so that we could reach kids. We want to reach and then teach. We want to pull them out of this situation, show them what actually takes place on the other hand. Like you said earlier, they had a bad hand that was dealt to them. Well, we want to give them another hand so they'll have an opportunity to be able to move forward with some things. We've been established for, well, since 1991. And we have prayer in school. We didn't take it out.
Praise God.
We still have prayer.
Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God.
All right.
And listen, I heard you say reach and teach.
Yes.
Because you cannot teach who you have not reached.
We cannot.
This is an outreach.
Yes.
There is an urgency.
Yes.
And can you tell me, what is it like when you have, you know, because we got schools like Maddie V, and we got schools like Grand Park, mm-hmm. where they put all the and we did get some money from the state dedicated to those schools. I am very proud to say, okay. I'm the sponsor. Great. Of some money that's going for a program that's dealing specifically with these prison feeder schools, because mm-hmm. these are schools that are simply the children are just getting a certificate of attendance. Somebody need to pray, and somebody need to complain, somebody need to cry out. These young people are just set up in these schools. They get certificates of attendance. And if they don't have intervention and mm-hmm. interaction with people that care, and with some violent interrupters,
yes,
some violence interrupters and some violent interrupters, then they will be nothing but a feeder school for
absolutely.
Prisons. And
absolutely.
How has it been beneficial working with PVO? What can you see the benefit of having somebody working on the ground level does for your school?
And that's it, working on the ground level, not someone who's so high and haughty and have forgotten how you build a village. I'm looking for village builders, someone who can say, I remember when we said no and no meant no and yes meant yes. So when we pull these students in and they come to our institution, our academy, they come in. First, we have to be a friend. First, because we teach our children, don't talk to strangers. Stay away from the stranger. Well, I'm a stranger. But once I reach and teach, then I'm able to say, with God's help and his guidance, I'm able to say, listen, we're going to put you on a roadmap, your roadmap, not ours, a guiding light that's going to lead you into your future. So PVO, having them there and having students have a change of heart, change of mind, and to feel that I'm not just alone. Somebody understands my language. See, Jesus comes and he speaks to all of us in what language? Our language.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't come in another language. So being a part of this program is going to really, really make an impact in our community.
Well, I wanna take this on forward to the interaction with the young people,
mm-hmm.
and I wanna direct this to Brother Ron. We know what you do. We know that you deal with the most difficult young people, possibly introduced to gang activity at young ages, having access to guns and ammunition. What is the key to establishing a relationship with a child who has come out of a bad environment, don't trust nobody? Who do you think you are? So many people have hurt me. What makes you so different, and why should I trust you?
That's a wonderful question.
Yes.
I think I'm a pretty good dude, the right man for that question that you asked. I can't do nothing but give it to you as is. I lived the life that these kids are trying to live. I done survived that life. They said I wouldn't see the age of 13. I'm 33 years old, going on 34. These kids,
you're getting over the hill.
Right.
You better watch it.
Right. I can relate to these kids. I give these kids what I was missing. You know what I mean? As when I was in these streets.
What do you give them? When you give them what you're missing, what are you saying you're giving them?
I'm giving them love. I'm giving them the proper guidance. I'm giving them support. I'm giving them understanding. I'm actually sitting down listening.
And you actually giving resources.
I'm giving resources.
See, let's stop there. I can't hear you if I'm hungry.
Right.
Okay. You know, hunger shuts my ears.
Mm-hmm.
You know. These young people have needs. They come from broken homes,
mm-hmm.
single parents, low income.
Right.
And in dealing with these young people, sometimes they need money for bus fare, or they need money that shoes may have. I found that, and my sister is a resource officer for one of the most active junior high schools where they have a lot of problems there. And often we have to, you know, we have to come out of our pockets and we supported a prom and, you know, we have to do these young people need more activities. You know, it's not that our children are worse. It's just that in the other neighborhoods, they have alternate stuff to do.
Absolutely.
You know, an idle mind is the devil's workshop. Mm-hmm. And our children, we have some brilliant children. I know you run into smart children every day, but their environment and the culture is trying to dictate to them. So can we just talk to you? We got some young people here now, and I just want to introduce them to you. Y'all don't be acting shy, because I know you're not. Let's start with this young lady right here. I need you to come close up to the mic. You know, like you're getting ready to rap, like you're a big movie star. So I'm just pretend right now. Roll, hit it. Okay, all right.
That's my baby.
That's your baby.
Now
introduce yourself, your name, what school you go to, and just tell us a little bit about yourself, and then I want to ask you some questions.
Well, my name is Jermicia Spivey. I attended Atlantic Coast High School, but I will be attending Fields of Art.
Praise the Lord. Go ahead. And what are you doing here today? I mean, why are you sitting next to me?
Well, the reason why I'm sitting next to you is because of Ron, the man of PVO, and I'm here to let kids also know that it's a chance for you in life, that you can not be inside the streets too, that you can find your way out.
Okay, so let me ask you this question. This coming to me, I believe the Spirit is speaking to me right now, man. And I want to ask you this. Have you ever been a bully?
No, ma'am.
Have you ever been bullied?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so can you tell us about bullying and the effects that it have on our young people? Because sometimes when we talk about bullying, people take it so light, but it's got to be oppressive. Mm-hmm. If you're going to get an education, you can't play sports, somebody's waiting to beat you up after school. I mean, tell me about that bullying thing.
Well, bullying can lead to a lot of things, like bullying can lead to suicide. Bullying can lead to you being depressed, to a lot of things that can happen to you if you're being bullied and stuff.
You know I'm going to get you if you don't stop twisting that hair, right? You know that's a demon, right? We're going to talk about it later. All right, go ahead. Go ahead. Finish talking.
I was done.
Oh, you was done? Okay. But now, what is one, when you met Mr. Ron, what made, because you've had some change in your life since you, can you tell us what's the difference? What changes have you made?
Well, the changes that I have made, I don't be like negative anymore. Like, I try to think only positive about things. Like, I try to handle my situations better as of now. Like, before I met him, I'll just think like, oh, I'm finna just go outside, we finna just do this, and whatever happened. But now, he makes me think like, oh, wait, no, don't do that. Go inside, sit down, take a chill pill, and restart over. Like, don't go outside and try to go fight them people. Don't go outside and try to go handle this.
Let God handle it. You grab a hold of yourself and let God handle your business.
Because if you try to act upon things, then you can be led inside a worse situation.
Yeah. And you can end up going to jail and getting a record. You know, do you have a lot of friends with records that have been a part of the criminal justice system or juvenile delinquency?
Yes, ma'am. I got some people.
You got some people. And so what would you think that would attribute to saving you and sparing you that hand or having to go through that?
Can you repeat the question?
Okay. Do you have a record?
No, ma'am.
Okay, but you're around people that have records all
the
time.
Yes, ma'am.
What is it that helped you not have a record?
What helped me was Uncle Ron.
Uncle Ron. All right, we're going to go Uncle Ron.
I was going to have one before I met him.
Really?
Same day.
Can you tell me a little bit of what happened? Not everything. I want to talk all your business. Just what was the incident a little bit?
Oh, it was just dealing with my brothers.
Oh, okay.
And, like, he just came down there. He was just like, come here, talking to my brother for a little bit. And then, like, my brother was like, hey, we're not finna do nothing. We went home, came back next day. We met up with him again. And he was just telling us about his group and everything. So we were just like, all right, we're going to do it. We're going to give it a try. And it's, like, been working, I guess.
It's been working. Okay, well, listen, I want to talk to this young man sitting next to you, because get a mic to him. He's getting a little fidgety right there. We took too long to talk to him. Now, pass the headset over to the brother. All right. You on live, bro. Go ahead and give us your name and.
Oh, my name Kenneth Williams, but everybody call me Kendall. Like, you know, it's short for Kenneth.
Oh, okay. And so you think you got me beat because you got more gold teeth in your mouth than me? I'm still blinging, and I just want to let you know I am. This is my thing right here. Just because you got a few more teeth than me, that don't mean nothing. But so tell me, how has PVO been a blessing to you?
Oh, PVO been a blessing because, like me, I used to do a lot of stuff. Like, but I'm chilling now. I just been on my right path and my positive vibes because Uncle Ryan told me. Because, like, when I first met him, he had a long talk with me, telling me about, like, all the little street and the violence and stuff. But he also telling me how, like, a way to get out the way, like, to get out the streets type drum, you feel me?
So listen, before Uncle Ron, I want to go all the way back, because there's so many parents listening right now that you are making their day, because guess what, you are on a positive vibe. Everybody is so negative, positive vibe only. That is so prophetic. Okay, people need to be on a positive tip. But let me say this to you. You have friends that have not come over to the positive vibe only agenda. How do you deal with your friends who you know, maybe in your neighborhood, they're still doing everything they're doing, and you're not doing what they're doing? How do you deal with the peer pressure?
Oh, like, really? Well, all my friends, I done grow all my friends. We were like little babies in the same hood and everything.
You did what now?
Like, we done grew up with each other since we were babies.
Okay,
so, like,
okay.
If one person say that we ain't gonna do it, we ain't gonna do it. So it's just one word needed.
Okay, so wait a minute. Let me get this straight right now, because I think I'm getting this. When you got it straight, okay, because it seemed like you a leader, all your friends say, we gonna follow. You say your name is?
Ken,
because I'm Kim. Okay. Man, that is powerful. We need more positive vibe only influencers, leaders, that when people see you change, that'll make them want to change, especially your friends. They used to fight. They know how you cut up, and they know how you act, you know, and now you on a positive vibe only tip. Man, that's awesome. I want to celebrate you and salute you, because you know what? You're so handsome. And
don't do that. Don't do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, do yeah, that. Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm stroking you now. You're a really. You're a handsome young man, and I go to prison facilities, and I see young men that look just like you in holes. I mean, in the worst conditions. And if anybody's listening out there, this radio is on for all of you young men who think that you are bad. This, listen, the Jesse James and all them folk, they are dead. That is a dead end. You got to get on a positive vibe, and a positive vibe only. If you're listening, we want you to get in contact with these people, because they can help you with this type of outreach, positive vibe only. If someone want to get in contact with your organization, what number would they call?
They'll call 904-667-2144, and they can ask anything that they want to know about PVO, and we'll be glad to assist them with anything for us in schooling for their kids. We got private schools for kids. We got YMCAs. We starting doing basketball tournaments, boxing tournaments.
You got an event coming up. Tell them about the event.
Yeah, we got an event at Sam and Johnson Park off of Moncrief in Jacksonville, August 11th from 11 to 6. We'll have water slides, bounce house, DJ, food, flag football tournaments, kickball tournaments,
and we're gonna get some school supplies.
And get some school supplies.
We need some folk to donate some school supplies. If you're out there, positive vibe only has already has the foundation laid for the project on August the 11th at Simon Johnson Park. And we just, you know, you can call in at 904-667-2144. Positive vibe only. Brother Ronald Bryce, Brother Ron. Yeah. 904-667-2144. And we have these, and we have another young lady over here. She's holding the phone for Facebook, but she's with Positive Vibe Only. I want to get all these kids connected with Positive Vibes Only, because if you're positive, You know, you'll make it out of all of the negativity. The problem is the negativity that's going on. I think some of the grown folk need to join Positive Vibe Only. Exactly. Not just the young people.
Right. Exactly.
You know, some of the politicians need to join Positive Vibe Only. We need positive vibes. from the city council to the White House. Right. You know, if what you're teaching young people, if we as the leaders in the community would get it,
right.
The pastors need Positive Vibe Only. We need to learn how to work together and how to do this thing. I'm ready to go to the streets. You know, I asked him, I said, hey, when can I go? He was like, well, it's kind of dangerous out there. Well, you know, well, guess what? I got gold teeth, too. You going to let me in?
Yeah, you all right.
All right, I'm all right.
Gotcha.
I'm all right. Okay.
You.
But how much time we got, Hype Man?
15 minutes.
We got 15 minutes. Now, I want to pray. Now, we're going to pray. Y'all got the information. Y'all see the testimony. It's all sitting here right before you. Go ahead and give us a call at 904-831-1079. Okay, that's how you're supposed to say it. 904-831-1079. Go ahead and call. I want to pray for folks, children. I want to pray for young people. You know, we're going to pray for those who may be in trouble, about to get in trouble. Pray that they don't get in trouble. Go ahead and call in right now, 904-831-1079. Now, if y'all don't need us to pray for you, we go on to the next level. We got 15 minutes left. Call in right now. We want to pray for your family. We want to pray for the young people. You know, we can pray generally, but we want to hear from you. You may have a comment that you want to make, but I just want to go back to, while we're waiting on someone to call in, I want to go back to Brother Ron and just say, what would you say to the parents that's listening right now that may be going through and have no hope because they feel like they're down for the count because they don't know what to do with their children?
First of all, I like to say you got to believe in God. If you believe in God, you send all your prayers to God and let God handle that, first of all. Second of all, you know what I'm saying, we here at PVO, we open for any and everybody. We never deny nobody. We do the best that we can to engage our community in nothing but positivity. We bring each other together to look at each other as family. We enforce the code of our organization. Our rules and regulations is the positive vibes only. Our rules and regulations is honesty, loyalty, respect every woman, every man, child, and around you. Have it in your heart to see the next person happy and successful in life and support everybody. With that being said, with your kids, in order to get them on the right track, you know what I mean, advise y'all to show them the love, the support, the proper guidance that they need to be successful in life and really care about these kids. When they got an issue going on within their life, take the time out to sit down and actually listen to them. Don't always try to force them to do what you want them to do. You got to get them kids their own opportunity to do what they want to do. Now, if you see them going in the wrong direction, then it's your job to lead them in the right direction. But for us with these kids need somebody to sit down and listen to them, know what I mean, to be an ear when they need to cry, know what I mean. You can't just force something up on these kids. Let them kids have their own free will, know what I mean, if they really want to do something positive in their life. Even if they came to you and said that they want to talk to you about a situation that's hurting them, sit down and just listen to them, understand what they're saying, and just guide them in the right direction. Love these kids, man, please.
So we have somebody on the air. Okay, we got a caller on the air. Wow, that was powerful. Caller, you're live on the air. Go ahead, caller, you're on the air. We must have lost that person. Yeah, listen, when you were talking, I heard you talking about I heard you talking about listening. I mean, sometimes we've already, a parent, when we see something, we panic, we already got it figured out, but we really need to listen. Listening can save our children's lives, you know. And being a mother, we got somebody on the line now. Somebody's trying to come back. And being a mother of young men, you know, ladies too. But I'm telling you, it's of young black men. You know, I know the white mothers have their things, but I'm telling you, it's something being a mother of these young adult. Black men in 2019 in America. You know, you would not know unless you are in my shoes. So I think that we got folk trying to call in. I don't know. Is that they're not getting through?
Yeah, we're having a problem. They keep trying though.
Yeah, we're having a problem. I know some of you all, because usually they be ringing these phones off the hook. So listen, for those of you who are watching on Facebook, go ahead and put the names of your children on the screen. I'm going to be looking at that screen. We're going to pray for them. We plead the blood of Jesus over your children. It may not be positive vibes only, but there are people who are standing in the gap. There are programs. There are people who really have a passion and a love for this generation. You know, we always talk about the next generation, but we got to figure out what to do with this generation. This is a generation right now, and these beautiful young people, I just appreciate y'all for coming and sharing. I could see, you know, y'all just, you know, your look change when your thoughts change.
That's right.
You know, as a man thinketh, so is he. Even when your mindset changes, when you start thinking, it has a people that think met faces all wrinkled up and whatever. Mm-hmm. There's a new glow and a new glory that come on you, you know, with a positive vibe. Listen, that's speaking scriptures. That's speaking a word. Yeah. It's so many scriptures that can line up with positive vibe. Only the Bible tells us all of this. But what you're doing is a very positive thing. I see lights going off. Is somebody on the? But so okay. So we don't have nobody on the line. But listen, y'all, we have had a wonderful time. I know we only have a few minutes left, but we are doing something in the community, letting all of the ex-felons know that the city of Jacksonville is hiring ex-felons. That get the word out. Yes. And you folk that are have criminal records or felony records, please be encouraged. We are doing everything we can. You know, a man has to have a job. You can't label him as a reprobate. You know, like he, like they can never be turned around. He's not able to readjust because of the label and because we won't give him a chance. And this is not just a season of the second chance, but this is the season of the third, fourth, fifth, and all the chances you can give folk who really trying to get up. Okay, so
it's working now. If anybody wants,
okay, y'all, if y'all want to call in real quick, our technical difficulty is out of the way. And then we have a second chance job fair coming up. They're hiring at factories, restaurants, food services, staffing agencies, cleaning companies, small businesses, construction, landscapers, hotels, retail, and more. August the 8th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at FSCJ downtown campus in Jacksonville. That's August the 8th, a job fair. And this is a free, equal opportunity and background friendly event.
For all felonies, absolutely.
Y'all know what that means. That was a fancy way of saying we're giving folk jobs with records.
We got to. That's what PBO here for. That's what my sister came from. And that's the sister that's doing this event. She's a very good, outspoken woman, you know what I mean, that really want to see a difference in our community. So who all looking for a job at a second chance of life, to turn a new leaf over in your life, to do something positive with yourself, this is your chance. Be at FSCJ on August 8th. And we're going to get you a job. We're going to do everything we can to get you a job. And this is a great opportunity for all second chances and even people that want to get out the streets and want to do something positive that's tired of getting denied about jobs or whatever. Come out August 11th at FSCJ and
yes,
we're going to make something happen for you.
Because you know what? You know, you need money answers all things. And there's some you got needs and something. And speaking of money, y'all, don't forget about the Cash App, okay? For those of you, this ministry, this broadcast, the radio time, that I spend with you have been a blessing. Go to $ Spoken Word Ministries. You know, Spoken Word Ministries, plural. I got the Cash App. Now, I don't know how many people listening, but if everybody listening will give $10 or $20, I know some of you have already given. Thank God for you. But there were some folk who did not give because of this thing or that thing. We have no excuse now. $ Spoken Word Ministries. I want all my friends. Where my girl at? Paulette States. I know you hit that Cash App up, okay? $ Spoken Word Ministries, plural. Listen, it's a blessing to minister to you. And, you know, I don't want to, hype man always get on me for not allowing you, giving you an opportunity. We look for opportunity, but the best opportunity you can get is an opportunity to plant a seed in hot, fertile, on the front line ground. Okay, and we're going to be trying to get some funding and some finances to Brother Ronald Bryce and PVO, Positive Vibes Only. Remember the name. See this. You can't miss it. Look. You can't miss this. PVO, Positive Vibes Only. And what God is doing through this young man, through this principal, through these young people, we want more of this. We're going to be reaching out to you, shouting out to you with some of the projects and the programs. There is more to come. We are not going to give up. You know, and guess what? We're going to hold on to the horns of the altar. We're not going to let God go till he bless us. So we're going to be praying. But faith without work is dead.
Absolutely.
It's time to come outside the walls of the church. How many minutes we got? 5 minutes. Okay, y'all, look, the phones are working now. Can somebody, hey, Paulette, call me. Call in somebody. Miss Barnum, call in. Somebody, everybody, y'all calling us. Listen, I know y'all calling us on phones and stuff. Call on the phone. Call it. The number is 904-831-1079. 904-831-1079. Okay. All right. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Yes, this is Miss Barnum.
Miss Eunice Sherwood Barnum.
That's my baby.
Hey, listen, my baby too. Listen.
Y'all have blessed my soul today. Oh my God, this was nice. Oh, my God. Yes. And we are here for the children. That is what's required of us. We are here for the children.
And, Ms. Barnum, we need to get those resources to Sherwood. You know, I'm from Sherwood.
Right. Hey, we still meeting.
Yeah.
We're not giving up. And I love it. Take it. By force, it belongs to us.
Thank you. Take it by force. Take it by force. Thank you. Thank you, Miss Barnum.
Yes.
So I can't stop smiling. I can't believe you on this phone. I was just saying, Miss Barnum, call. We got another call on the air. Miss Barnum, hold it down. We're coming to see you.
Okay.
You know we're gonna do this thing, right? Okay. Love you.
All right. Love you too.
All right. We got another caller on the air. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Hey, my name is Irish, and I'm from Georgia. But I just need you to agree with me. I have boys that are older. My baby is 27, but yet and still, my oldest one is right now just needing some prayer for right direction. So for family, if you
can you give me his name?
His name is Angelo.
Angelo, and how many mm-hmm. other boys do you have?
I got two others, and they're like I said, great boys. He just kind of this year got into some probation with. Family violence type deal, but it was a little bit more going on than I can say right now on the radio. That kind of was like a setup type deal.
Okay, you can talk because we don't have no more callers right now. So, but I'm going to pray with you right now. For when I pray for Angelo and when I pray for your boys, how about I'm going to pray for every mother that's listening right now, every father that's listening right now. This is real serious. Because the Spirit of the Lord didn't stop moving over the earth looking for somebody to stand in the gap. The cries, the blood is crying out from the ground of the young people who have been shot down. There's cries that coming out from prisons and from cells and from death row and from lockdown, wherever they may be, for making a mistake that took them in a place like that. A lot of times, bad people, good people, make mistakes that they have to live with for the rest of their life. So I believe that not only do we need intervention, we need intercession. Put that on the screen. Intercession. The phone is ringing. Intercession and intervention. Go ahead. Before I pray, let me see what this other person is saying, and we'll close it out with a prayer. Intervention. And intercession. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Yes, I just want to give a shout out to Uncle Ron.
thank you.
Uncle Ron, I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. I couldn't have did it without your help and your support.
And you know who this is who's calling? You know who this is? Okay, so thank you. I mean, who's calling?
Gary Thomas.
Hey, Mr. Thomas, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in. I'm looking forward, Mr. Thomas. Thank you. Mr. Thomas does so much in our community, and it's Mr. Thomas supporting people like Uncle Ron, and I'm looking forward to working with you, Mr. Thomas. Please don't just give him a shout out. Give me a call so we can get some resources and get some stuff done in our community. We got to do this thing together.
That's one man that kept my head focused on everything that I got going on. He led me in the right direction from the day that I met him, and I thank God for him. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Thomas. Listen, that's blessing my soul for him to say that. I appreciate you so much.
I have really enjoyed your show this evening.
Well, you know what? Sometime you got to come on the show, and we got to talk about some other issues.
Yeah, just want to let you know that.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
See
you
later, Uncle Ron.
Yes, sir. See you later. Have a blessed one.
Now, you're trying to tell me something. What you saying now? Who asked somebody asked what? Oh, okay. Okay, but listen. Can we pray? How many minutes we got?
2 minutes.
We got 2 minutes. 2 minutes of power. Now, let me tell you something. The whole community is listening. Wherever you are right now, wherever you are, grab somebody's hand, touch that dashboard, that radio, that phone, wherever it is. Let's just take a minute of respectful prayer to God, knowing that He is Lord. And we have to admit that this thing is bigger than us. But with people like Mr. Thomas and people like Ms. Barnum and people like Uncle Ron and people coming together, just making a difference, because our children need to know that we love them, that we cover them, we protect them, and that we'll get between them and whatever the enemy wants to do to them. Father, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus over the entire city of Jacksonville, Florida, and all the surrounding. Because our children are hurting. And God, as you've given us the power, as you've given us resources, as you've given us programs, God, connect us with the elected officials, connect us with the gatekeepers, connect us with the preachers and the pastors, and God, let us be one stick in your hand. We are not going to let go, God, until our children stop dropping dead on the street corners in the name of Jesus. God, give us platforms, God. Give us platforms and places of petition that we can go before the courts and I'm hurting your hand, babe. Excuse me. We can go before the courts and we can go before the councils and we can do what you called us to do. God, I'm so passionate about this. I'm so excited about this.
Thank you, Jesus.
The work, God, that you begun through this group and through others to come. There's so many folks that aren't on the air that are doing work behind the scenes. God, bless those that are doing the work behind the scenes. I thank you, God, for the anointing that will come upon us, that will come upon our schools, that will come upon our neighborhoods. And God, we pray right now against gang violence. And God, we thank you that those finances that's coming from the federal, coming from the state, coming from the local level will be directed and put into the hands of the people who are really doing the work. God, we pray right now for an anointing, not just upon our city, but upon the cities. And we thank you for the work that you begun, that you will bring it to fruition. Let fruition be our portion.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I'm sorry, I'm just praying and hitting. Bam, bam. God, the girl probably. Listen, God bless y'all. We're going to keep praying. We've been praying. We ain't going to let go. We ain't going to let go, brother, Uncle Ron.
Mm-hmm.
Anything? Okay. We got like 30 seconds. Anything you want to say?
Yeah, I just want to ask the parents out there, the community out there, to come together with PVO and, you know what I mean, just help us save our kids, help us save the lives in our community, man, and we can all stick together.
And also, with the academy that's a part of the PVO program, there's scholarships that's available. The Step Up a Student, John McKay.
And amen.
They're,
amen.
They're available for you. So you want to make
what
that
part
change.
Of town you in?
We're on the north side. We're actually on 48th and Main.
On 48th and Main.
Right in
now,
that
let's
section.
Get that out now. What's your name, principal?
Galinda Henderson.
Galinda Henderson. We need y'all to come on in. School about to start. Fill them applications out. Good schools that listen, that bring your children.
Yes.
Bring the young people.
Yes.
We guess what? A lot of folks, they don't want the problem, the kids. We want the kids with the problems because we got the answer to the problem. We're not going to complain about the problem.
That's right. We're going to
You have
it.
The answer to yes. the problem. Say the name of that.
It's
say the name
Fields
of that school.
Of Art Christian Academy, 904-713-8260. Call 24 hours a day if you have to. We want to get our kids in a safe place.
And we want the community and the parents involved in these kids. Like,
absolutely.
Please, parents, tighten up. Get up and help
tighten
us out.
Up.
We're looking for you. We're waiting on you.
Well, we're running out of time. God bless you. Thank you for hanging out. Another hour of power with Apostle Kim Daniels. God bless you.
Wonderful.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's show. To contact Apostle Kimberly Daniels at Spoken Word Ministries, you can call her at 904-237-9363. Services are Sundays at 12 noon or Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. Or you can be her friend on Facebook by logging in at State Representative Kimberly Daniels. Don't forget to like and follow. And join us again next Sunday evening at 6 here on Praise 107.9.